Are you ready?
Yep.
Should we crack on?
Oh, yeah.
Jordan and his friends and all the English maniacs following the dream.
Hiya, mate.
What was that?
He'd be like, what are you making a porno? What's that about?
No.
Do you want to try again?
Hiya, mate.
No, can we all do what he did instead? Go on, what are you doing? Hello, mate.
Hey, mate.
What are you?
I'm all right.
Are you not going to say hello to me then? Are we over that?
Oh, sorry.
No, I've just said... I'm just going round.
No, you didn't say anything. You just went... What's that again?
Can we just have the theme tune again?
No.
He's doing it again. It went on and then...
Yeah. Go on, then.
Jordan and his friends and all the...
Are you ready? Are you sure?
Hi, mate.
Hi, mate.
Oh, come on!
Amazing.
Oh, yeah, that's it. Have your cup of tea now.
Merry Christmas, George.
Merry Christmas.
How you doing?
Not very well, by the looks of it.
No. Yeah, I'm doing all right, yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Yep, I'm doing all right. How's the rest of us?
Well, we're fine. Worried about you.
Right.
No, it's because of this brain damage, isn't it? Oh, you always blame that, don't you? Gents, I want to start off something with you all.
Okay.
Last week.
Yeah.
We didn't mention Corrie Dell.
Yeah.
Well, you were all over it 2 weeks ago. I thought we were going to be talking about it.
Is it over yet? What happened?
Yeah, that was 2 weeks ago.
And what happened?
I can't remember.
You don't want to talk about Corrie Dell? No.
Can you remember anything?
Yes, there was lots of car crashes. None of them can drive.
No.
Loads of them were dying.
Yeah.
Should we scrub that?
No.
Right.
Because you've just, like, reignited what happened.
Yeah, well, I thought you wanted to talk about it.
Yeah. Corrie Dell, right? It was...
Right.
Shh. There was too much going on. There was actually too much going on.
Do you want to remind your brain on it?
Do you want to remind us all what Corrie Dell was all about, George?
Right. Corrie Dell was basically a crossover of the respectively both soaps.
Mm.
Coronation Street and Emmerdale.
Yeah.
Right. So there was basically, was it three cars or four cars, Kev?
I don't know. When I tuned into it, Andrew, literally, they were on the top of the moor somewhere.
Right.
So, as suspected, so you've got Emmerdale lot coming back from a wedding or something, is that right? And the Corrie lot were coming back from some other do.
Right.
But they were heading towards each other in the style of speed, you know.
And is this the crossover?
Yeah.
Is that all the crossover was?
So what happened is a little bus, stop me if I'm wrong, John, a little bus with half the cast on one and a car ran into each other.
Yeah.
And then all the other cars that were coming along when they were driving back, they all ran into the back of them.
Yeah.
Then more came along and ran into the back of them. It was like, hang on a minute.
So what? There was no more to the story other than two vehicles crashing into each other?
There was story intertwined because someone who'd been a murderer in Emmerdale for quite some time, he got his comeuppance. He was called John.
Right, okay.
What, in Coronation Street?
No, Andrew, Emmerdale.
But all this happened on the moors.
But how does that cross over into Coronation Street?
Because it does, all right.
Just be told. I'll tell you what was funny, is that, Jordan, remind me who the characters are.
Yeah.
They had, like, a really dumb character from Emmerdale stood next to a really dumb character from Corrie.
Yeah, they had these little moments, didn't they? Yeah, but the thing was, they didn't use this.
Oh, right.
No, they didn't use
it. Is that what's on social?
I was really disappointed because there was Sam Dingle, who's the really dumb Dingle.
Yeah.
And then you've got Kirk from Emmerdale, who's the really dumb one from Corrie.
And they had them next to each other, didn't
yeah.
they? And they were like looking at each other. Yeah, going, okay.
And a character from this really made me laugh, but I thought it was a nice touch. Chris Bisson, who is now in Emmerdale and he plays a character called Jay, used to be in Emmerdale. No, not used to. Yeah, used to be in Coronation Street, and he played a character called Vikram. And Steve McDonald saw Chris Bisson's van, yeah, as the Emmerdale character, and said,
"I think I know him.
I thought I just saw someone I used to work with." So that was that nod.
God, was it really worth having a crossover for all that?
I enjoyed it.
I genuinely, hand on heart, I had it on because Jordan talked about it, and I thought, I'll watch it for a bit of homework, you know.
Yeah.
And I had it on, and they all crashed, and then I just thought, oh, God, this is stupid. I looked down at my phone, then I looked up, then they crashed again. Then I looked down, then I looked up, and someone was dying. And it looked a bit stupid to me.
Oh, yeah, the vicar died, didn't he?
Just mad.
God, like, you wonder why I don't watch TV.
No.
It was awful.
It was awful.
So what is that your verdict as well? Awful. Did that happen?
Yeah, no, it wasn't awful, but there was just a little bit too much going on, many stories.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
If it had just focused on one story, then I would have been alright with that, but I couldn't concentrate.
Your brain damage.
Yeah,
we need to get some badges.
I keep trying to think, how can we get brain damage into merchandise? It's quite tricky.
If anyone wants to write in, give us some suggestions.
Yeah. Shall we do show and tell?
No.
Why? What have you got in mind?
Because I want to do a quiz. We love a quiz, don't we?
Oh, yeah. Go on. We love a quiz.
Go on.
Cue quiz music, Andrew.
Is it the same quiz we always do? The square?
The square. It's called? The outer square.
The outer square.
The outer square.
All right.
Nothing to do with, what's it called?
Amanda Holden.
Yeah.
The whole reason this podcast exists.
Yeah.
Who we never mention anymore.
Go on, then. We like a quiz, don't we?
Yeah.
Go on, then.
Right, gentlemen.
What are the rules?
The rules are quite simple. I'm going to give you both four options, multiple choice answers,
Mm-hmm.
So I'll give you a question, four options, and you have to tell me what you think the answer is.
Okay.
That's it. That's simple.
Go for it.
Nice.
So, in the style of Amanda Holden.
Hello.
Yeah. God.
Which UK single?
Right, which... I don't think that was Amanda,
no,
was it?
No, keep that up.
You want me to keep doing that?
Yeah, yeah.
We probably should edit that out if we ever want to meet her, you know? That's probably the bit she'll hear.
Which UK single released first?
Was it... which of these singles were the first released? Put my teeth in. Was it... Did-do-do-do-di-da-da-da?
Mm-hmm.
Was it... Oh-bla-dee-oh-bla-da? Was it Blue Dabby D, or was it Dua Diddy Diddy? So the question is, which of these UK single?
We're going to go through that again.
Was released first? You want me to tell you again?
God no.
I only know two of them.
Do you know, which one do you know?
The blue, the blue, and the last one.
The Blue Dabby.
Yeah, that one.
Do you?
Yeah.
How's it go, Joe?
Yeah, that one.
Oh, that one.
Yeah, that one.
What was the last one?
Dua Diddy Diddy.
Oh, God. Well, it's between two for me.
Yeah.
What are you going for? First UK release, John? You want to pick one?
That last one was released first, I think.
What, Dua Diddy?
Yeah.
Possibly that, but I'll go with the other one, Obla D.
The answer is Dua Diddy Diddy. Jordan, you get a point there.
Yeah.
You like that one? Question number two, boys.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so which of these countries has the longest coastline?
Mm.
Okay. Cyprus, Barbados, Tenerife, or Jamaica?
Oh, my God.
Good one, isn't it?
So many answers again.
Cyprus, Barbados, Jamaica, or Tenerife?
Barbados.
Oh, it's total guess from me, Cyprus.
It's total guess from me as well.
The answer's Jamaica.
Oh. No, she wanted to.
Oh, good. Do you want another one?
Yeah.
Okay, so, Which of these first launched, these chocolate bars, first launched in the 1960s?
Oh, my God.
Whisper bars, Toffee Crisp, Mars bars, or Kinder Bueno? Which of those chocolate items were first launched in the 1960s?
It's between two for me. It's between Toffee Crisp and Mars bar.
All right.
Whisper. I'm going to say Toffee Crisp. No, Whisper was the 80s, wasn't it?
I'd have said so, but I'm not playing. I'm Amanda.
What do you think, Gordon?
I'm going to say Toffee Crisp.
I'm going to say Whisper.
Whisper.
Okay.
I'm whispering.
The answer is Toffee Crisp.
Yes. One all, Jordan.
You want one more?
Yeah, down to the tiebreaker.
Last one.
Yeah.
Also, what is there? Okay. Which of these artists have had the most UK Christmas number ones?
Wow.
Are you ready?
Yeah. Oh, I think I know the answer already.
The Spice Girls.
Mm-hmm.
Ed Sheeran.
Mm-hmm.
The Beatles or Queen?
Okay, I thought I knew the answer.
Who did you think it was?
I was going to say Spice Girls.
Oh, yeah, right.
But for some reason, I kind of still want to say Spice Girls.
All right. What do you think, Joe?
I can't see Queen have had any.
Come on, Jordan, we're running out of time. What were the options?
The options are Spice Girls, Ed Sheeran, The Beatles, or Queen.
Definitely not Ed Sheeran.
It could be Ed Sheeran. He's had a few.
Most UK Christmas number ones. Oh, he's been in the charts so much, hasn't he? At some point, he's in like four hits in the top 10.
Yeah.
He was doing well.
The Beatles.
But did he have number ones at Christmas?
The Beatles.
I'm pretty sure it's not The Beatles. Although it could be. This is tricky. I'm going to stick with Spice Girls.
You're going with Spice Girls? Yeah. John, you're going with?
Beatles.
John, you're correct. It's the Beatles.
No way!
Yeah, the Beatles. Right. So there you go.
I don't like that game.
That was the outer square.
What do I get?
Nothing.
Oh.
Bye-bye, everyone. Thank you for tuning in.
Jesus. Should we do show and tell?
Do we?
Yeah. Show and tell, what is it? Now, Andrew, I know you love my fascination with racing. So, I bought this to show you.
Is it a horse?
You haven't bought another one, have you? Oh, he's going to fall off the chair. Is that cup of tea still in place?
Yeah.
Still Jesus. Oh, my God.
It's not a horse. It is. Just let's tell everybody what it is, John.
It's a Racing Post annual.
Wonderful.
And I'm holding it the wrong way around.
And just like the static, happy at all.
Riveting.
What's all here?
No, tell us why you've brought that in then. Is your horse in it?
Because the horse wouldn't fit in the car. So he's bought a picture of one in.
Has that horse been running yet?
Yeah, has it?
No.
No. No.
Who convinced you to put money into that horse?
That he's not seen?
Who convinced us? Speak. Neil. My friend Neil convinced me to put money into it.
Yeah, but Neil's, he's robbing you.
We might have to get Neil in the studio rather than the sodding horse.
Neil, if you're listening,
what's going on?
Well, I think you're a little bit dodgy there.
So, go on then. Enthrall me with the Racing Post book.
Right.
What's it about?
Horses, funnily enough.
All right, okay.
Horse racing. Yeah, this is... the person that first got me into racing... Was my uncle, funnily enough.
Did he speak into microphones?
Well, he sadly don't now because he's passed away. But
oh, great, but more death brought into the podcast. Bloody hell!
But he'd if he was here, he'd laugh at this. And
You think?
Yeah, I really do.
Because no one else is yet. But we might get there.
But this is basically the pinnacle to heart anyone who loves horse racing.
Like, so no one in this room then?
Well, just you, because you're always angry. So I love horse racing. Yeah. You've had a dab, haven't you? I made you got a bet.
Yeah, you've sent me a few tips and lost everything, but yeah.
I didn't. You've lost your house, your car.
Yeah. My daughter again.
Yeah, well, that's got nothing to do with me, Kevin. So this is just like it's got all facts and statistics inside.
Go on, give me one. Blow my mind.
What?
Give us a fact or statistic.
Oh,
are you stumped in now? What kind of information does it give you, John? Overall, just give us a quick overview.
Just like profiles on the horses.
What's it say about your horse?
It's in the back.
It's in the post.
What picture of a donkey in the back with one leg?
Yeah.
Well, my show and tell.
Oh, we're moving on. Thank God for that.
It's a group one.
Okay.
Because I thought we spoke about this a while ago, and we need to talk about it on the air. And maybe promote the hell out of this.
Oh, I know what this is.
And then...
Yes!
Ah! I completely forgot about these.
So
that's a very big box. Is it full of these?
Yeah, got 1,000 flyers that I can't get rid of. just to describe, we've got 1,000 flyers of Jordan's massive head on it, A5. And it's all about follow the dream. We're going to stick these up in shops and cafes, aren't we, George?
Yep.
And through people's letterboxes,
Kevin,
maybe.
Does that say what I think it says?
Yes.
I can't read that out on air. Sorry.
Well, they're the reviews that you've had about the show.
So. Oh, yeah, who said...
Quite accurate.
So we're going to send these out and drop these in a few cafes. And if anybody's listening, George...
You're going to have to find 1,000 cafes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, wait until I get home. Jordan needs to get a proper job.
That was 2 stars from your mum. So if we know anybody with a cafe or hairdressers or something, George, we could maybe ask them if we could pop a leaflet on their window, bit of blue tack.
Yeah. And nice. This brings me nicely to something what I've been wanting to ask you for a while now, Andrew.
Okay.
But it's just reoccurred to me this morning.
Anything to do with horse racing?
No.
Good.
No. Andrew.
Yes.
When you were sat thinking, oh, what podcast should I create, Jordan, right?
Yeah.
What on earth possessed you to create this journey?
Because you kept mithering me too. That's why.
Would you bang it on your door outside the window?
Well, didn't it? So, let me think back. We were at a radio station together, but we were restructuring the whole thing.
Yep.
And that meant that you lost your radio show at like 4 o'clock in the morning at some point. So we said, why don't we just make you a podcast?
Yeah.
And we talked about that for a long while. And then I remember you talking about Amanda Holden as somebody that you'd really like to meet. And so it's kind of obvious that was going to be the hook.
Yeah, I like the fact that Andrew may have overheard you just happen to mention Amanda Holden. And he's gone, oh, that's what you like. And we started a show over it all. And you just feel too rude about saying anything. You're like, I'm not really a fan.
If that's the case, speak up now.
Yeah.
No.
You only just mentioned a name. You're like,
because we've got 1,000 flyers here saying you want to meet her.
Yeah.
No. I specifically remember this meeting, and we were sat in Studio One. We weren't sat in the main studio because someone was on air, and you came to me and you said, what do you want to do on the radio? And I said, well, I want to create this podcast where I interview people. And you said, whoa, stop there, we'll create a different podcast first, and then do the dream later. And now we're here.
And we're now in Studio One. Now, for this new studio, is this Studio One?
This is Studio One, yeah.
Yeah? Oh.
Next you might door. Be in Studio Two if you want to be on camera.
Yeah.
Not yet.
Yeah, let's leave that a while. Yeah. let's master using microphones first.
So,
oh, yeah.
These flyers, you're going to see them somewhere near you soon.
Yeah.
Aren't we?
Yeah.
I'm going to give you, how many do you want? I'll do your job lot. Andrew, you want some?
No, thanks. that's for you two. I have 500 each. Hey, have a little competition. Who gets rid of them first?
Right.
And you can't throw them in a bin.
Okay. Oh, I used to do that on my paper round.
I bet you did.
I never had a paper round.
Did you not?
No.
Why not?
Because
you'd be quite good at you.
Yeah, but I can hardly walk.
You'd have a bike.
I can't ride a bike.
You've said you could once on what you...
climbed mountains, apparently.
Yeah, but I can't... I could only ride that specific bike because my legs were strapped in. I can't ride an everyday bike because I can't keep my legs on the pedals because I've only got one good leg.
Like your horse.
Yeah.
You're never going to live this horse down, John.
No.
Until it trots through this yard to this studio.
Yeah.
Never going to live it down, mate.
Yeah.
What's next?
Should we do joke of the week?
Shall we?
Aye. All right.
Here's another joke of the week. Right, episode 94. So you're falling behind a bit, Jordan. You're still on 29 points. Kevin is on 33. So you really need a good joke here. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Go for it.
What's the do? What have? What has?
Jordan.
Yeah. I'm ready.
Go for it.
What have? Let me.
Jordan.
Oh.
Go for it.
You're just looking at me. What is Crime Stoppers? Yes. And a hole in a toilet cubicle got in common.
Oh my God.
No!
Go on.
Don't do it.
Anonymous tip.
Go on, explain that one to me. I dare you.
God. Do not explain.
Go on, I dare you.
Is that a Gary Delaney joke?
No.
All right, I think you might have a point here. Go on, Kevin.
Quite amusing there. Today, gents, I was talking to my phone and I asked Siri, why was I still single? And then it activated my front camera.
Jesus. Jordan, well done, mate. That was a good one. 30 points to you. Kevin stays on 33.
Oh.
Say goodbye, Kevin.
Goodbye, Kevin.
The podcast that follows a dream with Jordan Anderson. A Positive Media Company production. Visit positivemedia.org.uk.